Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The Charity Dogs Trust saw an increase of 134% increase in the number of adoption requests last year for dogs. Over 1,100 dogs were adopted. This is just from Dogs Trust, by the way. While 411 dogs are fostered, 317 mums and puppies were saved, and that's according to Dogs Trust's annual report. So the problem is, all these people got their dogs while they were remote working. Now they're not remote working anymore. A lot of them, they've gone back to the office, and they don't want to leave the dogs on their own all day. Now, in our day, we just left the dog outside and everything was grand. So they wanted to bring the dog to work. Somebody says, no, I'd love to bring my dog to work. And it's a picture of him in a crane. I don't think the dog could fit in the crane with you. Anyway, so I want to know, should you be allowed to bring your dog to work? I mean, I know some companies allow it. I think Google and places like that do allow you to have your dog into work. Provided, of course, your pet is well trained. It's not going to pee all over the floor or whatever. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Carl.
Yeah, hi, you know.
How are you doing, your Ireland's Classic Kids?
You know, I have two dogs. I bring them in with me every day, or most days. Now, my wife works 3 days a week, so it wouldn't be every day, but I just pop them in the back of the car and they come into the office, you know.
Right, okay. Oh, I think you mentioned this before. Now, I have a mate of mine who's self-employed now, and he brings his dog to work every day.
The dog I've got a bit of space to myself, so they're not, you know, it's a stock. We carry stocks out of places, you know, full of boxes and stuff, you know.
Okay, and do the other members of staff...
I just work with my brother and another girl, and so they don't really object. They like them, they're into animals, but I wouldn't... encroach on them, you know, if they disapprove.
Well, see,
but I
mean, you're in a lucky situation.
Very, very. Not for everybody. The only trouble is that these days, they do say that animals who are left on their own for long periods, I know people don't have a choice, but it's meant to, like, be, you know, I don't like to use the word cruel, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they have, like, abandonment issues. I know, they do. I mean, and they can have issues, and they can get quite upset. You know, I remember my dog nearly, like, if you left her on her own, and I often recorded her just to see what would happen, right? Yeah. And when I lived around, she would stand at the door crying for hours. Oh.
Well, I remember your dog. Your dog's called Millie. I have two now. They're elderly and they're George and Millie. Do you remember from the TV program?
Yes.
George and Millie. So, but they're getting old. So my wife would walk them in the morning. So they just like a good sleep then. You know, they wouldn't be. But my brother brings them in food. He brings them into the scraps. Of course, the minute he's having his lunch, they go potty.
should all employers allow people to bring their dogs? Now, provided, of course, you know, it's an environment that you're going to get dog into. Like, for example, I could have a dog here beside me and no one would even notice.
That's a lot of people have said that to me. When I work in a place, I mean, we have our own premises here, but I mean, there's another office pods beside me, and which would be too small. And people have said to me, though, I'd love to bring my dog to work because, you know, they don't, you know, you know yourself these days, if you're working long hours, you'd like to see more of your animal, you know. It's handy for me too. I can bring them then for a walk before I go home then in the evening time, you know, if I have to stay late.
And will they ever cause any problems? Would they never pee on the floor?
Well, Millie's getting old. I have to watch her, like, but she gets these certain tablets now, like, you know, it's always...
Yeah, because as they get older, they get a bit incontinent.
Well, that's it. That's a problematic thing, like, you know.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things to be taken into consideration, but it's a general, if you can manage it and the bosses doesn't mind, I'm sure a lot of people would like to.
Would it be distracting? Because I'll be honest with you, we had a dog here yesterday for two hours.
I heard you saying that now, but it was only just yesterday. I think if they were coming in every day, you know.
Oh, wouldn't be. You're probably right. Yeah, because I'll be honest, Aisling and Ruth went out of their mind.
Yeah.
And in fairness, Niall outside, there's another Niall outside as well. He was pretty much out of his mind as well. All three of them actually went out of their mind. They were all fawning over the dog constantly.
Well, yeah, but so. People love animals.
they do.
They love animals. I was working now and I didn't have any animals. I with all this pandemic, I didn't take any new... I know the Dogs Trust well. And I didn't take any new dog because I just don't know what the future holds as regards, you know, yourself.
Yeah, of course,
a bit, haven't we? You're trying to get away in that. But if I was working and somebody else had, I would love it, you know, because I just love dogs.
Well, stay there a second because Leanne, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Leanne?
How you doing, Niall? How are you?
Good. You have a dog. What sort of dog have you got?
I've got a little Yorkshire Terrier.
What's his name?
Billy. Billy.
Oh, okay. And would you bring him to work?
Oh, God, I don't think I'd be able to now. Like, he's a little psycho.
He's a psychopath, is he?
He is, indeed.
Does he bite people? And
no, he doesn't. He's so hyper. He acts like he's a puppy still. He's not neutered, so I think that might have something
right,
to do
okay,
with it.
Right, okay, so he's looking for love. Okay,
but
so
he's just an attention. Oh, I have a cat as well, and oh, no. as soon as you pass the cat, he's up on your lap, up, climbing up, you're trying to get on your shoulder.
Right. Right, okay. So, I mean, in the type of place you work in, would you think they would have let dogs in?
Well, it depends. See, I work in a retail store, but a lot of it is done at night time as well.
Okay,
so we'd
yeah.
be packing out in the night. So it'd be quite nice to have a few dogs walking around in the night time.
Yeah, I mean,
but I don't think during the day. Well, you probably have a lot of customers coming in because you do have a lot of service dogs coming in. And I know they're quite a distraction for the staff even then, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking here. I mean, some people say apparently there's been studies done, I believe, in America, according to somebody here, saying having a sociable dog in the workplace reduces stress. Although it sounds like your dog would stress people out, to be honest with you. Rather than reduce the stress. Somebody says, leave the radio on for the dog when you go out. And I'd love to bring Bouncer, is his name, to work. That would be my dream job. And he sent me a picture of Bouncer there standing on the stairs. He's a little Jack Russell.
Oh.
Hey. Sorry.
But I do. I leave the radio on when I'm leaving. If I have to go out, I'll have Classic Hits on for the dog there.
Yeah, dog likes Classic Hits. Likes me, does he?
He does indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my partner does the same thing. She leaves the radio on for the cat. And I go, why are you putting the radio on for the cat? She likes to listen to the music while we're gone. So she puts on classical music for the cat.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Living his best life.
Yeah. Cat's into a bit of Mozart and then baby. And sleeps her way through the whole thing. So,
I'm probably putting it asleep.
Yeah, so do you think it would be a good idea? Do you think employers should be more kind of welcoming to that kind of idea of allowing you to bring your dog to work?
Yeah, like even if it's just maybe once a month and then in a setting where it's feasible to have the dog, you know. And I just think it would boost morale and as well, you could meet all the different types of dogs and the dogs could socialise. Then maybe you'd make a bit more friends in work because then you'd, oh, we'll go for a walk with the dogs one day, seems to get along so well.
Yeah,
you know?
See, somebody's just texting and says, those are so stupid now. Next, they want to bring their hamsters into work as well.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah, can I bring me hamster cage in me? Well, some people do have their pet hamster cages on their desks and stuff like that, don't they? Yeah, yeah. All right, Leanne, thank you very much indeed. Carl and your psychopathic dog. Not yours, Carl. Leanne's psychopathic dog. Sorry, and I've never heard anything so ridiculous. Let's bring the dog, the wife, the kids, the grandparents, and everybody else into the workplace while we're at it as well. The number's 087-188-0008. He's got a point, actually. You wouldn't be allowed to bring your child to work every day, although some people do. If they're a bit stuck, they might bring their kid to work. And employers should be very understanding when it comes to that, particularly if it's just an odd occasion. But yeah, but you wouldn't be on a regular basis be allowed to bring your child to work. So why your dog? Yes, our crane driver, by the way, who said that he couldn't bring his dog to work in the crane. He's just sent us in a couple of photographs there from his crane. What a wonderful view, by the way. Sounds like a really exciting job, although I'm sure it's boring like every other job after a while when you get sick looking at it, to be honest with you. Quite a dangerous one as well. I'd probably be breathless by the time I get to the top of the crane. I'd be fit for bed. Let me go to Sarah. Sarah, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sarah?
How are you, Niall? How's things?
Good. Would you bring your dog to work?
Of course I would.
Would you?
I'd love to bring him to work with me.
What's his name?
Bouncer.
That's Bouncer on the stairs. Sorry, I do apologise. Yeah, so that's him on the stairs. Is he a Jack Russell? Yeah.
He is. Something like that.
He looks bold.
He's very bold.
He does.
He's very, very bold.
He looks mischievous. He just looks, he's like he's wired to the moon and mischievous.
He is, 24/7.
Yeah, how old is he?
I don't know, really. Where did you get him? We got him in a rescue centre.
All right, so you had no idea how old he was when you got him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So how long have you got him?
3 years.
All right, and he's mad as a brush.
He's worried as a brush.
Right, and where? And I want to ask exactly where you were. What do you work at?
I work as a healthcare assistant.
Right. I don't really think you can bring Bouncer with you.
Yeah, but come here. Niall, right, seriously.
You'd be good for the patients.
I worked in a nursing home,
right?
And we had a dog. I was doing activity coordinator.
Yeah.
And we were doing activities. But they had a house dog there.
Yeah, so yeah, it'd be good for the patients. Yeah, yeah, be good for
very
their stress
good.
And everything. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But do you think Bouncer would be good for their stress? Would he
not? Oh, Jesus, no.
He might stress them out. He'd push them over the edge. God bless him.
He'd have a field day.
And do you think people should be allowed to bring their dogs to work, depending on what they work at and how well be? Like your average office, say, for example. Should they be allowed to bring their dogs in?
Of course they should.
But provided it's well behaved, of course.
Yeah, well. Hmm. You have to be responsible. But yeah, sure, what harm could it do?
But see, people are saying now, what next? You bring your kids in, bring your wife in, bring your granny in. I mean, you know,
seriously, like, some people go to work to get a weight mall that you wouldn't want to be bringing your wife or your husband or your children in. It's a break you want.
Your grandmother. This is me granny. She'll be grand. She'll just sit beside the desk, give her a drop of water and she'll be fine. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Sharon as well. Sharon, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Sharon?
Hi, Niall.
How you doing, Sharon? Well, now, Sarah believes she'll be allowed to bring Bouncer to work. Although I'm looking at a picture of Bouncer here. I don't know about that. But Sharon, do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea, Niall. It could be tried as a pilot scheme, see how it works.
Yeah.
But my dog, Woody, I got him about 6 months ago, and he has transformed all our lives. My husband didn't even like dogs, and he adores Woody more than any of us.
What sort of dog is Woody?
He's half a Jack Russell, half terrier.
Right, okay. Okay. Well, he sounds like Bouncer, to be honest with you.
He does, actually.
But you see, he needs a walk in the morning, okay? He gets me out and we get the walk done. My husband's walking him at the moment. He's probably listening to you. So
hi to
Tom and Woody.
Right, okay. Does he listen to the radio?
I'd say he has you on while he's walking, yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. And Sarah, does your dog listen to the radio?
He does, yeah.
I hope he listens to Ireland's Classic Hits, does he?
Oh, he does. He listens to that and other stuff.
All right, okay, right, okay. And is he having
Woody would sleep.
It really depends who comes on the radio.
Is there anyone in particular, either one of you, that person comes on the radio, maybe they don't like them?
Yeah, there's one particular person. He'll howl.
Well, Niall, I just think, like, you know, if you get the right dog, he will just sit beside you and you just rub him and he loves it. And, you know, they don't need that much attention. Once you're around, they're happy to sit there. And they're very good for you. They're very therapeutic.
Yeah.
You know.
But where would it end? So and then you bring your dog in, Sharon, right? And Sarah brings Bouncer in. And then Mary or Johnny in the office says, I want to bring my cat in.
Well, that's okay. I have a cat too. He's called Bobby.
Then somebody else would want to bring their goldfishes in and their hamsters in and their pet something else in. So it has to stop somewhere. I'm looking
at people. But you know what? If it started at one day a week or something.
One day a week for the start. Yeah, sorry, Sharon.
Yeah. I think you should get a dog now. I think you would love having a dog.
In the studio here?
I've heard you talk about Millie. Because you're in a kind of a workplace where you can kind of have your dog there.
Yeah.
You know, you could.
He
could be
record.
The Classic Hits mascot.
could we borrow a dog, Ash? Can we borrow a dog and bring a dog in? Ash is saying.
Ask Ashling, she can have a lend a Bouncer.
Can we bring Bouncer in?
You can bring Woody in for a day either.
Do you think the two of them would fight if we brought the two of them in?
Most definitely.
They might.
No, they'd kill each other.
It'd have to be one or the other.
Well, they could take turns. We could try both and see which is better behaved.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might do that. Okay, I'll tell you what, Aisling will sort that out. Okay. In the meantime, thanks to everybody, by the way, who's sending pictures of their dogs. Thanks to Sharon and Sarah, by the way. To Billy. Billy looks like Billy's up to something. I can tell by that look he's given, by the way. He's all dressed up and nowhere to go there. And I'm looking at some other dogs. Loads of people are sending pictures of their dogs. You're going to keep Ruth and Aisling occupied there looking at all your dog pictures.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.